Okay, thank you very much. I'm Brigadier General Karanbir Singh Brar. I was posted here as Sector East Commander 1 year back, and now I go back to my country and back to my Indian Army. So this 1 year has been very professionally enriching, in which one has learned a lot of things, and also a unique experience of commanding a sector which has international people from all over the world, from various armies. Achievements are concerned, I will not call them achievements, but efforts were there to get peace to South Sudan. So starting from efforts to reduce the ethnic violence between the various ethnic tribes, we tried to go to the area and pacify the people, and that was done after the Jale attack. Similarly, when the initial ethnic clashes took place in May, we sent a lot of patrols out to make sure that they don't again engage in clashes. So peace agreements were signed. Then I had gone on dynamic air patrols, almost 21 of them, all over the place. So by going on ground, one could assess the security situation and also help and guide the humanitarian agencies. So they gained confidence in supplying humanitarian aid to all the people who were suffering. And as also road protection, Bojuba Road, when they were in security. So on that also, we moved patrols, and our outreach had increased compared to what it was earlier, which helped give confidence to people, and as also supporting peace agreements. Then with help of our CIMIC activities, like our vet doctors try to help people with cattle.
That has been a long stride, Commander. Now, throughout the year, I think before you could put this concentrated effort and achieve all this for the people of South Sudan, you might have also encountered some challenges. And as we all know, Jonglei region here, or Sector East here, is a very vast area with a lot of ethnic fighting taking place among the communities. So what have been some of the challenges facing you?
What challenges has military one faced? Because to reach to various places, it is difficult, even if, because if we reach to places, it makes a lot of difference. So the roads not being there, and especially it is raining most of the time, and then we were restricted to air only, but then air cannot reach everywhere, and that also in strength. So the effort to resolve the issues gets limited by certain reasons, which actually are because of nature or lack of development. And then the other challenge is that the tribes and the various people who are there on ground, possibly because of this reason of lack of communication and misinformation, and maybe lack of some good leadership also, their differences remain. So if there is good communication, whether by roads or whether by media, like if you can, if all the people can see the news in the media, they will understand things. But people have communication problems, and they go by rumors. So sometimes rumors lead to fighting. So these are the challenges, but then definitely because of the challenges only, there are problems.
What are your hopes and aspirations for the people of South Sudan?
For people of South Sudan is that as people, you have to unite, because country belongs to everybody. And if you unite, then definitely a lot of things can be resolved. So the unity is not such a simple word that it can happen overnight, but definitely it has to start by giving up violence. You still can have differences, but if you resolve everything through violence, then definitely the solution does not come. Then resolve your differences through dialogue and through a democratic process. And the leadership has to think for the people of South Sudan. If people of South Sudan don't think for South Sudan, who else will? So people of South Sudan themselves have to realize that they themselves have to help each other and leave this gun culture. And when everything of peace comes in, then only some development can start. Because if violence continues, it is very difficult to make roads when there is fighting. So nobody will come here to make roads. If it is peaceful, then you may have aids and other things coming in.